السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. وقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قالوا أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم. قالوا وما لنا فيها يا رسول الله قال لكل شعرة حسنة. قالوا وما لنا في الصوف يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our master, our sustainer, our protector and provider, giver and taker. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can harm and benefit unless and until it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahdahu la sharik lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. Today is the day of Eid, as our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, likulli qawmin eidan wa hadha eiduna. For every nation there is a day of celebration, and today is the day of our celebration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his mercy has granted us 2 days to celebrate throughout the year. One is Eid al-Fitr and one is Eid al-Adha. Today, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, approximately 1.8 million mu'minun, believers, have performed the Hajj. May Allah accept their Hajj, their du'as, their ibadat, their rituals, and have mercy upon the ummah throughout the world. My brothers and sisters, these days are very sacred, very blessed. Ulama explained, this is the only period when a mu'min practice on all 5 pillars of Islam. Number 1, iman, faith, believing in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the essential part of the human being, and especially the believer, throughout his life, from the birth till the death. This 24/7 iman is in the heart. It doesn't detach, doesn't separate from the believer until his last breath. Throughout the life, whatever he is doing, whether he is walking, eating, or doing any action, any act, the iman remains in his heart. The second pillar is the pillar we pray 5 times daily salah, compulsory, obligatory, in any circumstances, in any situation, whether you are at home, you are traveling, you are sick, you are healthy, old and young, when time arises, then we have to pray 5 times salah. That is throughout the year. Likewise, we are fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, all 30 days, a specific period of fasting, which is also compulsory. Likewise, the rich people, they do pay zakat 2.5% at the end of the year. But throughout the year, this is the only period where we complete all 5 arkan. Today we have iman, alhamdulillah. We are going to pray salat. Yesterday we were fasting. Some of them brothers have given sadaqah and khairat during these holy days. What rukn left out was the performing hajj. And throughout the year, this is the only day, this is the only time we believers perform the hajj. Meaning, we complete all 5 arkans. And that is the reason why ulama explained, at the Maidan Arafat, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing farewell hajj on Friday evening, this ayat was revealed, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Islam Deenan. That today I have completed and perfected the deen of religion and selected for you people. So completion and perfection of the deen done on the Yawm Arafah, on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. And that is why Yawm Arafah is the most sacred and holiest and full of virtue day in the whole year. Out of 365 days of the year, Yawm Arafah is the best day. And Yawm Nahar, also second best day. Because this is the time, this is the day when we sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and made compulsory the salat upon us, but he did not mention his name with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat that inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Verily, the 5-time salat is fixed upon the believers on its specific time. But in this ayat, in this verse, there is not name of Allah has mentioned. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Come to the compulsion of the fasting, Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat after the hijrah. Ramadan was not compulsory during the period of Makkah. When Rasulullah migrated in the second year after hijrah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Hazrat Jibreel salam brought this ayat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. That oh, you believe, fasting made compulsory upon you as it was compulsory made upon the previous nations, so you may obtain taqwa, piety, righteousness, God-fearing, etc. In this whole verse, there is no name of Allah mentioned. Likewise, ayat of zakat, aqimus salah wa atu zakat, pay your zakat. There is no name of Allah has mentioned. But when it came to the fardiyat of the hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentioned his name. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلَ. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his mubarak name. وَلِلَّهِ. The hajj is not for name and fame. The hajj is not for the praising. Oh, how many hajj this person has done in his life. And people do boast, unfortunately. Allah doesn't accept. Walillahi. If you want to perform hajj, you should only perform hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walillahi. Alannasi. Hajjul bayti. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. There are three conditions. Number one, iman. Without iman, no amal, no act, no deed will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost condition for every amal to be accepted and maqbool inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? To have the iman. Right? Second condition is a person should be healthy. And the third condition, a person should be wealthy. If these three conditions found, then only Hajj becomes compulsory and obligatory. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Istata'a physically and financially. Person is very wealthy, but is disabled. He cannot do any act, any ritual. Hajj is not compulsory. A person is very strong, wrestler, boxer, poor guy. Doesn't have wealth. Bodily, physically is strong, very fit, but financially zero. So his physics will not make Hajj compulsory upon him because he is missing one condition, which is wealth. When he found all these three conditions, then and then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made of Hajj a compulsory. My brothers and sisters, millions of Hujjaj have performed the Hajj, and this is the ritual of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, his beloved wife Hazrat Hajir, and his beloved son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Whether people are making the tawaf of Kaaba, this is built, rebuilt by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. وَيَرْفُعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah has rebuilt the Kaabatullah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you are making tawaf of the Kaaba, one of the ritual of the Hajj and Umrah, or you are running between Safa and Marwa, the two mountains, two hills, that is the great sunnat of Hazrat Hajira. We imitating. In today's time, Hazrat Hajir first of all ran between the Hajj, between the Safa and Marwa for the reason. There was no food. And infant Ismail alayhi salam was crying because of the hunger and thirst. To look for the provision, the mother Hajir ran from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, Safa to Marwa 7 times. That was the reason. That's why she was running around looking for the food or provision or someone who can help her and her infant child. In today's time, a king of the kingdom, a president of the country, CEO of the company, who got wealth, billionaires, he is not running short of any food or any drink, but he has to run. He has to run between Safa and Marwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this action of Hazrat Hajir that he made compulsory upon every person who wants to perform Hajj or Umrah. He has to do the same exact, regardless it makes sense to him or doesn't make sense to him. Why should I run today? I got everything. Now you have to run. Hazrat Hajir was running. This is the great sunnah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made alive till the Yawmul Qiyamah. Zamzam, 5,000 years passed. Alhamdulillah, the barakat and blessing of Zamzam still continues. Millions of people have drank and took away all over the world. The water is not finishing. This is the divine water, the blessed water, the best water of the world. Full of all the vitamins and minerals and what and what. Right? Because of the Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu salam, we are benefiting from Zamzam. So every ritual, you know, pelting the Jamrat, going to the Mina, going to the Arafat, going to the Muzdalifa, coming back to the Mina, all these rituals of Hajj is because of this great family, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, his beloved wife, Hazrat Hajir, and his infant beloved son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu salam. My brothers and sisters, this Hajj is giving us a lesson for our life that we have to keep in mind as obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we do, first and foremost, we have to correct our intention. We have to make sure that everything or anything I'm doing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and as shown by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama said, for every amal to be accepted inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two conditions. Number one, it has to be the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second, it has to be done the way of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person is doing with his own pleasure, with his own way, with his own thinking, and is ignoring the Mubarak Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that amal, no matter how great it is, inside of Allah there is no value whatsoever. So every amal should be according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only that amal, that act. And the third condition is ikhlas, sincerity. Without ikhlas, Allah doesn't accept anything. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Hajj, arkan of Hajj, compulsory. And there are so many lessons in it. Number one, we don't use our aql, our intellect, to judge the amal and action or ibadah, because our understanding is very limited. Our intellect is very limited. We cannot comprehend the wisdom and hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the wukuf Arafah, staying in the Maidan Arafat for the Haji, is compulsory. If he doesn't stay there, his Hajj is not accepted. Now we think, what is the significance behind it? It's just the Maidan, it's just the barren land. And Arafat is there situated whole year. 365 days of the year is there. Jabal Rahma is there, is not moving from there. But the sawab and reward a Haji will only get on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. If a person missed that day and he think, oh, on the Yawm Arafat there will be a big crowd in Yawm Maidan Arafat, every Haji will be there, it will be very crowded, let me go day before and I must finish my wukuf Arafat on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawm Tarwiyah. And he goes, the Maidan is empty, no one is there. And nicely he prays, he makes dua and everything. Is his Hajj will be accepted? No. Why? He did not follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do the wukuf Arafah on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hajjatul Wada, shown what to do, how to do in Maidan Arafat on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. He did exactly same amal on the same place. He missed two conditions. It was not according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was not according to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amal was same. Act was same. It's not accepted. So the barakah and blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only bestow in Maidan Arafat only one day for few hours from Zawal till sunset on 9th of Dhul Hijjah. We have to grab that opportunity. If you miss, if you go next day on the 10th of Yawmul Nahar, your Maidan Arafat is again empty. No one is there. But you won't get any sawab, any reward. Your Hajj is not accepted. You miss the point. Right? So every ritual of the Hajj or any ibadah, it teaches us, it is not the place, it is not the time, it is the hukam and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do this, we have to do accordingly at that particular time. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that inna salat kanat alal mu'minina kitaba mawquta. There is a fixed time for the salat. Aqim salat li duluki shamsi la ghasaq al-layl. Right? There are fixed time for every salat. Now you say, oh, 1 o'clock is not convenient for me. I got break at 12 o'clock, lunch break. Let me pray my Zohar Salat at 12 o'clock. Salat. He's going to pray 12 rakat, same ruku, sujood, qirat, everything. But Zohar Salat will not be accepted. Why? Time is not entered. He's using his intellect. He's doing same amal, but doing wrong time. Only the farziyat will descend when after the zawal, when the time will enter for Zohar Salat, now Zohar is become compulsory. If you don't pray now and you die without praying, you will be facing consequences. You will be punished because time was entered, you were alive, you had the opportunity, you never did it. Every action, you must judge on these things, that it should be the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made out of all Anbiya alayhim salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam as his Khalil. Khalil in Arabic terms, a very devoted and very close friends. There are categories of the friendship. The highest position of the friendship is there is no in between the third person. That is called the khulla. Between him and the other person, there should not be third person. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of all the Anbiya alayhim salam. And Rasulullah salam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me also Khalil. So there are two Khalil of Allah. And that is also said that you can have only one Khalil in your lifetime. You cannot have two Khalil. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala optional. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Habibullah, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the hadiths he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected me as his Khalil. If I would have to select anyone Khalil, I would select Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. But already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected me as his Khalil. So there is no vacuum, there is no place for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. But what it shows, the Khalil is only one person. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes someone Khalil, then there should be no in between anything else. Meaning, in every cell of that personality, in every inch of that personality, from top to bottom, head to toe, should be only and solely, exclusively, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. Submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. Reliance on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. Devotion to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. No one can come and cross in between. For the time being, at the age of 86, he got the fan after so many du'as and effort, Ismail alayhi salam. Naturally, the love of the son enter into his heart. Now there is someone else interfere between the love of Allah and between the love of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Until he was not born, Ismail alayhi salam was not born. 100% devotion and submission of Ibrahim alayhi salam was belonged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah, he was prepared to thrown into the fire, blazing fire. We know the story. He did not hesitate. He said, my Lord is watching me. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. If you want me to be burned, I am prepared to be burned. I don't care about my life. That was the sacrifice. And that was the taste of his submission. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the second taste. Because why you started loving and playing and spending more time with your son? The love of the son naturally enter into your heart. Now there is a difference between the love of Allah and love of the Ibrahim alayhi salam. Third person enter in the form of son. You have to get rid of. He said, throw him away. drove them off in the barren land. Wadi Ghair Yizra. And he obeyed. He obeyed. He left them without food, without water. It came back. Tawakkul. That was the test of the reliance that Allah commanded me. He's not going to destroy my family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shown that he passed the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Zamzam, and Jurhum Kabila came and settled over there. There was a community, there was a society, and everything was progress. That was the test of his tawakkul. Now the third and final test, that you love your son so much, you're playing with him, you got his love in your heart, I'm not going to tolerate it. You are only belong to me. You are my Khalil. You cannot love anyone else. Okay, I'm going to show you the dream. Allah is merciful. In reality, he did not want to sacrifice his son, but that was the test. That's why he's shown in the dream. There was no revelation. If revelation or wahi could have come to him, he had to do it 100%. But there was not revelation. There was just the dream. So you can interpret in different way. So 3 nights he consequently see the dream, and then he prepared. That was the test of his life, test of the whole mankind. No one have done in the history of mankind slaughtering his own beloved son with his own hand. It never happened, and it will never happen till the Yawmul Qiyam. That was the only one test in the history of mankind. And 100% he was prepared to do it. He just had conversation with his son. Ya abat inni ra'a fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur ma tara. Qal ya abat tuf'al ma tu'mar satajiduni inshallah min as-sabirin. Son was so obedient. He said, not only one life, if I have 100 lives, I'm prepared to sacrifice for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No hesitation, no argument. And when he was, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, tied up his hands and legs and put him down onto the ground and put his leg on it and put the knife on the neck, he had no doubt or he has no thought that Allah is going to save my son, he's going to send a ram from the Jannah and I will be saved, my son will be protected. He had no dream at that time. He has no thought. His effort, his all intention, his all niyat was just to slaughter his own son with his own hand, nothing else. 100% pure intention, 100% pure submission and devotion. There was no doubt. He was doing with his own hand, 100%, without thinking of anything else. But that was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ismail alayhi salam was laid down on the ground, he never had the second thought that Allah is going to change the scenario in the last minute. Jibril alayhi salam will come here. He never thought of that. He was prepared quietly, calmly. Oh Allah, I am living my life. I am sacrificing myself for your sake, for your pleasure. I am prepared. I am ready. Ready to die. My brother Sheikh Wahiduddin has said so beautiful. One is the symbolic sacrifice and one is the real sacrifice. One is external sacrifice, qurbani, and one is internal sacrifice. What we are doing every year for all this year, 1500 years, we are doing symbolic sacrifice, slaughtering camels, cows, buffaloes, sheep and goats every year in millions. That is symbolic. The way ram came from the heaven and Hazrat Ibrahim salam slaughtered it, we just imitating that animal. In reality, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, not just to slaughter the animal. And nowadays so easy, we just send money to overseas, we don't even feel it where and how our animal has been sacrificed. The real sunnah to sacrifice by yourself, by your hand, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ibrahim sallam have done. That is the real sunnah, but we are so lacking in this regard. We're just sending money and we are saying, okay, we have done. No feeling, no enthusiasm, no nothing inside the heart. So unfortunately, this is what it is. So in reality, what is the sacrifice for the sake of Allah? It's not just slaughtering the animal, slaughtering your ego, slaughtering your pride, slaughtering your luxury, slaughtering your comfort, slaughtering your likes and dislikes. For whom? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't do this, then the symbolic sacrifice will have reward, Allah will grant you, but we are going to miss the real lesson. External sacrifice we are doing every year. What about internal sacrifice? I am slaughtering 5 cows and 10, goat and sheep, but still I have ego. I am carrying my ego throughout the year. I don't talk to this one, I don't talk to that one. I regard myself better than others. I am not slaughtering my comfort. I don't want to come for Fajr because I am sleeping, I am so tired. I don't want to sacrifice my comfort. I sacrifice the animal. But all those, you know, grudges and all those things, bad things we have within ourselves, that is the real qurbani, that is the real sacrifice. This is the great lesson we all have to learn and implement in our daily lives. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Brother, this is the 2 rakat Eid al-Adha wajib salat. You can stand up, inshallah, on your own feet, inshallah. Don't use anyone's feet, just use your own.